So let's get to our first article. This first article comes to us from the Post Millennial. And I went back and forth between going with this article or talking about Kamala La 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 and the fact that that ship is sinking faster than the Titanic. You got four staffers who have ejected out of Kamala La's administration or her staff, calling her a bully and a soul crusher. And I'm telling you, she is the girlfriend who's getting dumped after New Year's. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows Kamala's getting dumped. Kamala knows she's getting dumped. But they're all trying to run game on us. We know, though. We see it. She can cackle all she wants. It's already done. But I've talked about that, and that's really all I would talk about for 10 minutes. I don't think you guys want to be bored. Let's talk about how we all made fun of Sadiq Khan in London when he was like, oh, yes, he doesn't speak with an Indian accent. He's British, but I'm going to do it. Ah, yes, if you want to get robbed, it's part and parcel of living in a big city. You want to get mugged, you get knifed, big city, that's where you live. And Americans are like, hey, that's dumb. Oh, yeah, well, guess what? Now it's in America. Back in America. Yeah, you want to live in a big city? You're mentally challenged. 100% mentally challenged. And that's why hundreds of thousands of people escaped. Well, it's Tuesday. Escaped out of the cities during the Summer of Love, right? They couldn't wait to get out of there. They could not wait to get out of the big cities and just get out and invade the suburbs and make all of our lives miserable. You know, they're like leafers in the Northeast, but they just stay there. Oh, look at this beautiful land. Now we're going to turn it into New York City. Woo! Oh, I read an article the other day from Bloomberg. I love Northern Arkansas. I do. The Ozark Mountains. Love the Ozark Mountains. Bentonville. It's okay. It's not a bad place. Where Walmart's headquartered. But I love the aesthetic of Eastern Arkansas with the Ozark Mountains. That's where John Michael Talbot. I've gone to his monastery a couple times. But Bentonville, Arkansas is going to be the next Austin, Texas. That's what they're saying in Bloomberg and other places as well. By the way, this just in, Omicron is almost certainly not more severe than Delta, Anthony Fauci tells the AFP. So why the hell? Oh, this is even funnier. This came out this morning. Pfizer's CEO claims that it's not good for Omicron to be more transmissible and milder because mutations could arise. You know what that means? They're just mad because that's less money. The jig is up. That's what that means. But that's what we had to look at. But Bentonville's not a bad area. Bentonville's fine. North of Bentonville. Up in, it's not in the Ozarks. Where is it? Some of y'all know the place I'm talking about. Eureka Springs. Like, Eureka Springs up in northern eastern Arkansas is gorgeous. If you ever did. Oh, nice. So, but they're looking to destroy the next town. And yeah, Bentonville may be a dump, but it's going to be worse after they try to gentrify it and turn it into a newer Austin, Texas. And why is that a problem? Because all these liberals move in, they make the place crap, crime rates expand, and then they leave and they find the next beautiful, small, little town, and they ruin that. They are legitimately locusts. They move from place to place. They consume all the resources there. And then they move on. And then they get out. And it really is true. what Agent Smith was talking about when he called him Locus in The Matrix. Talking about how they just move from place to place. And they consume everything. Right, Smith? They're the virus. Of course, my email. And they hit me with an ad. Of course, love you too.
I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species. I realized that you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment, but you humans do not. You move to an area and you multiply and multiply until every natural resource is consumed. And the only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus.
Right? That's liberals in a nutshell. They ruin Austin. They ruin Boise, Idaho. They ruin Portland. They ruin the state of California. They ruin New York City. They ruin Providence, Rhode Island. They ruined Boston, Massachusetts. They ruined Baltimore, Maryland. They ruined all these places. And what do? Oh, man, this place is terrible. Let's go find a quaint little town and do the exact same thing. You know, they move to a beautiful small town, and they're like, you stupid rednecks, why don't we have 1,500 sodomites here? Let's move them in and call it an art district. Then they put an art district in, and all the sodomites show up. And then they're like, oh, I can't believe it's all like this. We need to get rid of, like, the churches and make the churches gay. And then all that happens, and then you have more people move in, and then you have crime ticking up because more people per area. Resources become scattered, more people become desperate, crime goes up, and then you finally have this stuff where your local news is giving you tips on how to prevent from being carjacked.
Here in Greenbelt, we have seen a couple of violent...
Greenbelt is in Maryland, by the way.
Here in Greenbelt, we have seen a couple of violent carjackings in the past week or so. Greenbelt police responded to Breezewood Court just the other day. Three men shot and wounded a man and carjacked another person at gunpoint in the middle of the night in order to prevent a carjacking. Well, here's what we should be doing. Police say lock the doors when driving and when pumping gas. In fact, stay in your car if you can. At the gas station. Oh.
Which is, you know, they tell you not to stay in your car when you pump gas because, you know, you could spark and start a fire.
Always look around before getting out of your vehicle. And if you are the victim of a carjacking, give up that car. Your life is just not worth it. Equip your vehicle with an anti-theft or GPS tracking device and allow yourself room and traffic to move around other cars. Avoid getting boxed in, if you will, and keep your cell phone in your pocket rather than laying in your car.
For example, when you go to a mall or a shopping center, park in a busy area. Don't park behind a large truck. Park where you can be seen.
Folks, all kidding aside, the fact that this now has to be done is reflective of a breakdown in society. And I wish the solution is get out of cities. The problem is this locus follows you. That's why I like to echo what Mike Church has been saying, Jesse Kelly or others. Find the reddest place you can get to if you are moving and move there. That is the only way. That is the only buffer against these people. Is to just have more of you in an area because they spread us out.